present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And we have four keen and experienced competitors of the game who are going to try and speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, can you talk on my great uncle Augustus? 60 seconds starting now.
My great uncle Augustus lived in Bayswater when it was not necessarily the wrong side of the park. He was an unemployed organ grinder, but fortunately been left a large sum of money by a distant cousin on the other side of the family.
And somebody has buzzed Peter Jones.
A repetition of side.
Yes, there was more than one side and you can't repeat the word. So, Peter, correct challenge, you gain a point for that. You take over the subject. 45 seconds to go. My great uncle Augustus, starting now.
Well, I suppose it really is Derek Nimmo's uncle Augustus, and of course I know absolutely nothing about it.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of course.
Did you say of course twice then?
No, of course I didn't.
There are 41 seconds on my great uncle Augustus, Peter, starting now.
Of course I wouldn't dream of saying.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, I was a bit premature. It should have been Clay that challenged.
It should have been Clay, shouldn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Because, all right, we'll give it to Clay. This is only fair. 37 seconds on my great-uncle Augustus, starting now.
I didn't...
Clay, Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
All right, we'll give it
to Clay. My uncle, anyway.
36 seconds on my great-uncle Augustus, starting now.
Well, he formed a liaison with a chambermaid and one day took her to Skindle's Hotel near Maidenhead, where he was observed by a Mrs. Foppington Green, who reported him to his brother George, who told mother, who told father.
And Andre Melle got it.
No, repetition of who told.
Yes, there was too much telling going on, wasn't there? Andre, you have the subject now, and a point, of course, for a correct challenge, and there are 21 and a half seconds left on my great-uncle Augustus, starting now.
My great-uncle Augustus was sometimes known as Uncle Willie, and he had...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Sorry, I slipped.
An incorrect challenge, so, Andre, you gain a point, keep the subject, and there are 17 seconds on my great-uncle Augustus, starting now.
He had a passion for marshmallows, and every Christmas the great-nieces and nephews gave him packets of this confectionery, and in return received a tip according to what age you were. 5 bob if you had that number of years, 6...
And Derek did no challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, because she was trying to alter her flow of words to get the different ones. 2.5 seconds on my great-uncle Augustus, Derek, starting now.
He went to India, starboard out, and married a Mrs. Vindaloo with very hot stuff.
The whistle that Ian Messeder so elegantly blows beside me tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment, as you probably know now, gains an extra point. Derek achieved it. He's gained a commanding lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, your turn. Will you talk now on the subject of what I find a bit tricky? That's what Ian's thought of. Will you talk on it? 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I find it a bit tricky to come here and talk about any subject without repeating myself, deviating from it, or even hesitating. But I've discovered that if you can speak and don't care whether you bore the living daylights out of everybody and just go on pouring out word after one after the other, you...
Andre Merritt.
Hesitation.
I disagree. No, he did very well. Yes, there was
loud as loud.
No, he kept going with stumbled over a very difficult phrase, kept going. I disagree with the challenge, Peter. You've got another point, and you have 36 seconds on what I find a bit tricky starting now.
And I can, I suppose, describe this palatial building in which we are situated. Hello, Iris. Good heavens, I've just seen someone I know in the
Andre Merritt's challenge.
Deviation. What? Harris is not a bit tricky, I know.
Oh,
very
she
well.
Might be.
I agree, Andre. I don't quite know what this palatial building has got to do with what I find a bit tricky. So I'm going to give that one to you, Andre, and you have a point for a correct challenge. 29 seconds on what I find a bit tricky, starting now.
Standing on one leg with your right arm tied behind you at the top of a telegraph pole eating a bowl of spaghetti is a bit...
Peter Jones.
Deviation. Must what? Be, mustn't it? I mean, it's practically perversion.
It might be perversion, it might be worse. It's still jolly tricky. More than a bit tricky. Impossibly tricky. Andre, I disagree with Peter's challenge. You have another point, and there are 21 seconds on what I find a bit tricky starting now.
Is what I find a bit tricky, but it can be done. If you lift the said object to your lips, open your mouth wide and sloop it down, it is no longer as tricky as it seemed.
Peter, Derek Nimmo challenge first.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree, Derek. 6 seconds on what I find a bit tricky starting now.
What I find a bit tricky is wearing a dickie when I haven't a shirt at all. You can hold it down, but it causes a frown and covers you, I don't know, and the rest of it.
Once again, Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went. And
made it up.
So he gained that extra point. Andre, your turn to begin. The subject is my cat. 60 seconds, starting now.
My cat is white and called Cleopatra, Cleo for short, and very strange in her habits. She prefers dog food and has been heard to growl and very occasionally bark. She had 3 kittens just lately, did manage to feed them, and then took no notice at all, so isn't very maternal. We've had her spayed, I think it's called. Don't know how you spell it. She was purple all round the middle of her tummy and ooh.
Derek Nimmo has judged.
Hesitation. Mm.
Oh, yes, a definite hesitation. She thought of the spade and paused. 31 seconds on my cat, Derek, starting now.
My cat is called Great Uncle Augustus after a relation that I once had who forms a liaison with the chambermaid.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
Of the previous subject.
Yes, but you see, he hadn't used the words, and that's the repetition of
words. He can't go on talking about this guy. It was bad enough for the first minute. He can't go on doing it each time we
Well,
come.
Peter, he can. As long as he uses the words, doesn't use the words twice in any particular round, he can say whatever he likes in this game. So an incorrect challenge. 25 seconds, Derek, on my cat, starting now.
My cat was Siamese, in fact, and I once paid a special visit to Thailand, hoping to find its forebears. The interesting thing was that although I landed in Bangkok and went far north as Chiang Mai, not once did I see a cat of this particular species. I saw Persian, and I even saw Manx, but not for one moment.
Clement,
who did that?
Hesitation.
Yes. 6 seconds, Clement, on my cat, starting now.
My cat is white and is known as Cat. Unlike my dog, who barks at the mail long before the postman.
On this occasion, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went. He gained that extra point, and he's surprisingly in fourth place at the end of that round. Peter Jones is in third place, 1 point behind Andre Melle, but Derek Nimmo has a very definite lead. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, how I remember names. Can you talk on that subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
I remember names because I have a particularly good memory, but there is a book currently on the market which is called How to Remember Names and is written by a man, if the cover picture is anything to go by, who is a raving lunatic with black hair. And his theory is that when you go to a party and someone says, "This is Mr. Hinkelbocker," you think of a Hinkle and remember it each time you meet him further during the evening. And all I can say is that he must go to some very strange gatherings, because I've never met anyone called by that appellation in the entire party-going career.
Peter Jones, Charles.
Party-going.
Party.
Party-going.
I'm going to lie, there was 2 parties. 20 seconds, Peter, for you on how I remember names, starting now.
Well, I always try to associate them with a particular thing, like, for instance, Parsons. I try to remember by thinking of the church. I'm quite apt when I see him next to say, "Hello, Mr. Bishop," or Vickers or something
and
like
Andre
that.
Melly,
no, and a hesitation.
I think I'll get you have that hesitation, Andre, and you have 7 seconds on how I remember names, starting now.
I'm very bad at remembering names and inclined to call people love, which they don't like, darling being a bit too actressy. And some...
Oh, Andre Melly, speaking then when the whistle went, gained the extra point, and she's moved forward and she's catching up Derek Nimmer, who's still in the lead. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, things I collect. Would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I collect particularly Roman and Greek earthenware and Staffordshire pottery, which I find particularly attractive.
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of particularly.
Yes, 50 seconds for you.
I mean, particularly boring.
50 seconds, Clement, for you on things I collect, starting now.
Things I collect tend to be what I can put in my kitchen. Herbs and spices and condiments. Sugar, salt, potatoes, rice, marjoram, basil.
Peter Jones is challenged.
I can't believe that he collects sugar. I mean, beyond belief.
I've got a very good collection.
I'm inclined to believe you, Peter. Somebody might buy sugar to use.
He's
to cook.
Hoarding sugar, that's quite
hoarding
a different thing.
Hoarding sugar.
Don't collect it.
But to collect it, yes, good challenge, Peter. 39 seconds on things I collect, starting now.
I am apt to have a mania for collecting things. Anything that I find I've got two of, I want to possess more. And this applies, for instance, to walking sticks. I have about six. The problem is finding somewhere to put them. I've decided to hang them on the wall like pictures, one above the other, vertically. And, of course, the house isn't quite tall enough for this, so I've made it...
Oh, Derek, you rotten thing.
Well, I laughed and then he hesitated. That was my new secret weapon.
Foul.
Let's try it again.
All I can say to the others, think of your own secret weapons and see if you can achieve the same results. Derek, yes, you achieved it. And there are 13 seconds for you on things I collect, starting now.
Things I collect include secret weapons such as Heinkels, and I often find that put on a wall end to end...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Heinkels, if he does collect them, which I doubt, are not secret weapons.
But
they're
aeroplanes.
End to end.
Yes, but end to end.
He didn't challenge on that one, did he?
What?
He didn't challenge on repetition. It was.
Well, I am. I'm
Heinkels.
Deviation. Deviation, which is...
Yes, put an aeroplane on your wall end to end is very devious. Very devious indeed. 5 seconds for you, Pete, on things I collect starting now.
I mooch around looking in rubbish dumps trying to find works of art.
Derek challenged. Derek, you challenged
before the whistle. It was repetition of fine, actually.
Yes, you were finding before. Very well done, Derek. There's half a second on things I collect starting now.
Messerschmitts.
So Derek increased his lead at the end of that round with a few points, including the one for speaking when the whistle went. And now Andre Melly and Peter Jones are equal in second place and Clement Freud is still in fourth place. Peter, your turn to begin the subject. After things I collect, things I throw away. Probably the same things you collect after being heard of the list. But would you talk on the subject 60 seconds starting now?
Well, I always throw away all the circulars that come through the letterbox. And I've had a long war with one firm of American magazine people who've been sending them down the years to my house. And I've written to say that I passed away some years ago. There's no point in it. I had my wife. Send them a letter.
Andre Melly, challenge.
There were 2 years there.
When?
There were down the years and some years ago.
Well done. I'm glad you were listening. 33 seconds for you, Andre, on things I throw away, starting now.
Old fish bones, potato peelings, things from Clement Freud's kitchen that he's finished with, go into the rubbish dump as quickly as possible, or sometimes the compost heap, if suitable.
Peter Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with that one. 21 seconds for you, Clement, on things I throw away, starting now.
Things I throw away tend to be from my kitchen and are potatoes and rice, sugar, basil, rosemary.
Andre Melly has challenged.
And the deviation, because if he was collecting them, he couldn't be throwing them
now
away.
Now I'm throwing them away. I'm done with them.
it's a good try, Andre, but I mean, after all, you can throw away the things you also collect, can't you? 13 seconds, Clement, on things I throw away starting now.
Things I throw away starting now are cats and dogs because I don't really care for pets very much. And children, wives, uncles, and particularly my great aunt Augustine.
Andre, your turn to begin. The subject, people who send me flowers. Would you talk about them? 60 seconds, starting now.
People who send me flowers are very special, charming, delightful members of society. And I'm sure that Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones and Clement Freud would like to join this select community. Roses!
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Deviation, I wouldn't.
You can be as rude as that and the audience laugh. Lousy lot. I'm not going to allow the challenge. So, Andre, you have another point and you have 46 seconds on the subject, starting now.
Apart from the gentleman on my left, roses, freesias, lovely frilly-type flowers are what I like. I don't go for orchids and lilies and the rather waxy type. So it's...
Peter Jones challenged
first. Yes. Type.
There were two types, weren't there? Yes, Peter. Space. There are 34 seconds on the subject of people who send me flowers, starting now.
I was very touched the very first time I won.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of variance.
No.
Very
it must have missed
the very first time.
It's an echo. There's an echo in the room.
31 seconds, Clement, on people who send me flowers, starting now.
People who send me flowers usually do so for an ulterior motive. People who send me flowers come in all colours, shapes and sizes.
Derek Nimmer has challenged. Why? You're trying to work it out now.
Well, as I was really.
Yes,
it was repeating the subject, so it didn't count.
Sorry. Yes, I know. And just for those who may not know at home or on the other parts of the world who listen to the programme, you are allowed to repeat the subject at least three times. Clement, an incorrect challenge, another point to you in 10 seconds on the subject, starting now.
An awfully nice woman who stayed in a hospital in Hatch End once went to a florist shop to purchase a bunch of daffodils and one hyacinth.
Well, Clement Freud, talking about his private life again, managed to get a lot of points at the end of that round, including, of course, the one for speaking when the whistle went, and he's now moved into second place, only one behind Derek Nimmo. Andre is only two behind Clement, and Peter's only one behind Andre. So it's all very close, and they're all very much behind. Andre. The subject is back with you, Clement. It's your turn to begin. The subject is convictions. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Convictions is something that I have a lot of. The first one at the age of 9 for aiding and abetting. And convictions, to put it another way, is something the chairman has very little of, in that he doesn't even possess the courage of his lack of convictions. That went rather well, didn't it? Didn't you think that went well?
Yes, it did, but you did pause.
I was expecting the anti-Parsons Brigade to burst into spontaneous applause.
But don't you realise...
And they're not in tonight.
There was a sharp intake of breath in row 5. Yeah. Really nothing. I think it was an intake of breath.
You don't realise you've built up a very big fan following with your manner, Clement. But I, whatever, whoever had challenged then after the awful things you said, I would have allowed it. But actually it was a very legitimate challenge of hesitation to Peter Jones and 41 seconds, convictions starting now.
One of them, I remember, the magistrate said £3 or 30 days. I was new to police courts. I said, I'll take the £3.
What a pity, Peter. 33 seconds on convictions with you, Clement, starting now.
One that I will always remember is of a leper in Brighton who wanted to get to Hove but didn't have the necessary bells with which to proceed down the promenade in an easterly direction, which some people thought should have been north. And so moving the people from side to the other end of the...
Andre Melly has challenged.
There were two people.
Yes, perfectly correct, Andre. And you have 9 seconds on convictions starting now.
My strongest conviction is that Clement Freud, in that long story, was somehow going to prove that he was still keeping to the subject. And that's why I had to challenge him on...
Andre Melly got a couple of points, including one for speaking when the whistle went, and now she is in second place. Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo are equal in first place, and it's a very close contest with Peter not far behind. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, getting in a jam. Can you talk on that 60 seconds starting now?
Of course, blackcurrant is my absolute favourite. And I rush down to Hartley's and climb into a great barrel or butt, and then I plunge into the sticky mess below, licking my fingers as I go, scraping squadrels of the muck and putting it through.
Peter Jones has charged.
Repetition of squadrels.
Well, that's one of the most devious tries I've heard for a long time.
What is it, for goodness sake?
I don't know, but it's a good word to think up when you can't think of a...
Yeah, but you have to speak English or some other known language. You can't.
That's a sort of a Derek Nimmo type English word, which...
Oh, you can't allow that, Nicholas.
I'm going to allow it.
There's someone who's already about 14 points ahead of everybody else, he's using words that no one has ever heard of.
I don't know. Lear thought of some beautiful words that are not in the English dictionary.
He never played Just a Minute.
Lewis Carroll had a few as well, and we accept those. We'll accept squadgels. Getting in a jam. 39 seconds, Derek, starting now.
I was driving down Oxford Street the other day, and I saw a great squidgel of traffic coming towards me. There were buses and lorries.
Repetition of squidgel.
Yes.
No, that's what it was, squadgels. This was squidgel. Not repetition.
Squidgels of... Yes, but you can have squadgels of jam, but you can't have squidgels of traffic.
Why not?
Because it doesn't sound right. Peter, you have 33 seconds on getting in a jam, starting now.
Well, there were a lot of uffiters and barsetiders where I was on the side. And you feed nuncompadre, the largo chooch.
Clement for the challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, you see.
I did hesitate, yes.
If you try and think up too many new words, you're bound to fall down. 24 seconds, Clement, on getting in a jam, starting now.
Between the hours of 8:30 and 10 in the morning, and especially after 4:30 in the afternoon.
Andre Melly, challenge.
2:30s.
I didn't say 2:30, I said 4:30.
Yes, but there were 2:30s. So Andre has another point. There are 9 seconds, Andre, on getting in a jam, starting now.
If you challenge people on words which aren't in the dictionary, you can get in a jam, as we have just seen with Mr. Peter Jones over there.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
We've heard it.
And we've also seen it because Andre was here witnessing it. So she's entitled to say, as we've just seen, over there. And so there are 3 seconds for Andre on getting in a jam, starting now.
Never challenge Nicholas Parsons or...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of challenge, I'm afraid.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, how clever you are, Clement, because I must tell you now, this is the last subject, and your clever thinking, your quick buzzing, has got you in with 1 second to go, and you're now in the lead, and you have 1 second on getting in a jam, starting...
I'll try anything.
And I knew you would. That's why
extrasensory perception.
I knew you would, and that's why I paused. So, Clement, that challenge came in before I said now, so we don't allow it. You have 1 second on getting in a jam, starting now.
Getting in a jam.
For those of you at home who thought your sets had gone dead for a moment, it was only just all of us pausing for a change. We have now to finish this edition of Just a Minute. So I'll give you the final score. Peter Jones, with much aplomb and tremendous shine and wit, did extraordinarily well, but did finish in fourth place. We had two equal people in second place. That was Derek Nimmo and Andre Melly. Derek just lost the lead at the end, once again, to this week's winner, Clement Freud. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.